This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For me, who's playing two hockey in there? Audience, in What's On Your Mind land, all throughout Cape Fire country, AM 1100 The Flag country, KTGO country, 1090 on your radio dial, 92.7 FM, KLTC at 1460 on the radio dial. All of the good folks tuning in for What's On Your Mind that are part of our family that we appreciate. How much I love you. Yes, and it's that kind of love. You know, there's different kinds of love. I think there's the Greek words for love, right? Where there's kind of the love where you're the love of a husband and a wife, the love of a child,
yeah.
And then the other love is, and I forget the really fancy name.
Love of your God.
Yeah, and I'm not getting weird on you. I'm just saying, you know, I there's a love of neighbor, love of, you know, and it's that kind of love. I love you so much. I actually listen to hours and hours and hours and hours of Adam Schiff. Just
you are a giver.
For you.
You and the Schiff show, huh?
You are a giver.
That's how much. I waded into the Schiff show. I obviously am demonstrating my love for this fabulous audience. And you know what? It paid off. It paid off in a big way because last night I got to see something very similar to what I saw on a playground. Might have been a flag football game. Could have been like a jungle gym. I forget which. On the Ramsey Elementary School playground in Montevideo, Minnesota. As a fourth grader.
Okay.
And it was when the final comments from the House managers were asked for, and Mr. Schiff is preparing his papers and getting ready, and Jerry Nadler sprints, and that's something to see in and of itself. Jerry Nadler sprints to the podium, elbows Schiff out of the way.
Come on.
This happened. And Schiff is saying, Jerry, like, what are you doing?
That make ESPN by chance? Because that would be...
It should have. It would have been a move for the Kansas City Chiefs to use on Sunday. I'm telling you, unbelievable. Unbelievable. It happened. I saw it with my own eyes. I also saw Amy Klobuchar unable to follow the procedure. How long have they been doing this Q&A? 2 days, right? 8 hours aside. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Chief Justice, I send a question to the desk. You know, all of that deal, right? And then they send up their little postcard and they have the question on it. She sends one up last night. And the Chief Justice gets in and he says, there's nothing on here. She forgot to write down her question. She had to go up to the desk and write the question down. And you want to be our president. I mean, but here's the deal. Here's just a quick synopsis, and then I want to get to your calls because it is First Timer Friday again. And we love first-time calls because it brings new people. You know, I mean, number one, listening is what we most appreciate. Okay, and you do that in ginormous numbers. So we thank you for that. And the fact you're listening is great. I don't want to belittle that in any way. But then a small percentage of those listeners, what is it, Todd, that the I think they say, like, it's not double digits, I don't think. It's somewhere between, like, 2 and 6% of the total audience will generally interact by actually making a phone call, right?
Yeah, I've heard anywhere between 3 and 5, but, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. I've heard as high as 11, but it still means 89% wouldn't be, so.
So we're trying to get to double digits. We're trying to defy the rest of the country, and we can do that with you. And by welcoming first-time callers into the fray and showing them a good experience. You know, we don't want you to come on the program and think, seriously? I don't, you know. I didn't enjoy that. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to enjoy it. And I would also say, if you are of the opinion that Donald Trump is, you know, a rat, and you want him impeached and hung up on a rail or whatever, you're welcome to call this program.
Run of the line.
Because we don't hear from a lot of people, because there aren't a lot of people in this part of North Dakota that don't like the president. And that just is proven out by polls and voting patterns and everything else. But it doesn't mean we don't want your opinion. And I honestly would probably err on the side of the kid gloves for anybody that calls because we don't hear a lot of that opinion. So we'd welcome that as well. So, you know, and you also can always call and say, hey, I just want to say what I want to say, and then I don't want you to argue with me. That's fine. Just tell me what you want. That's fine. That's okay. So we want it to be an enjoyable experience. So anyway, and to see if we can't get that to double digits. So we'll have the first-timer Friday today, meaning any first-time caller that identifies themselves as a first-time caller to Daniel, our ace call screener. We will get you on the program and get you. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
The world's best pillow. There I said it. The world's best pillow. So call 258-0550. You can talk about anything. We had 2 days of robust discussion this week on a lot of concern about the cattle markets and how that needs to change, and beef, and whether or not to be labeled or not, and should government be involved or not, and, you know, a lot of very interesting opinions. We had the USMCA signed this week. We had, an impeachment trial. We've had a lot of those, three in our history as a country, I think. So other than that, it's kind of a sleeper week. So there's one.
You did say if you identify as a first-time caller. So what if you're not one, but you identify as one?
That's called cheating, and I know our audience is better than that.
Okay.
They would do that.
Because we're kind of in the identify as era, so I just wanted to make sure we're all clear here.
We have a voice identification system, sort of like, Apple's voice recognition, face recognition thing. So we'll know. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Don't
do it. Yeah, you've heard of Siri. We have Scotty.
So my pillows for prizes for first-time callers today on What's On Your Mind when you call us at 800-228-0550. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. Now, texters, don't start whining, because we love you too. But it is more difficult to get a text in than a call, and it's less personal, you know? We don't mind them, we love them, and we appreciate them, and we get a lot of good tips, a lot of good comments.
Absolutely.
And also, by the way, I will, if you would like, some tickets to tonight's University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, excuse me, University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks.
It's not a legacy game, is it?
It's not on purpose. It's a legacy game. Yeah, that was a legacy slip. They play Colorado College tonight.
Sorry, Scott, the buzzer came out. Sorry.
Sue, I couldn't for life. Stop it.
And I would tell you, you're going to see what...
Careful, or they're going to sue us for life.
The very next national champion, NCAA... hockey team. You could be
they're
watching.
Tough.
They're very, very good.
They
got her going this year, and it's so fun. If you haven't been to Ralph Engelstad Arena this year, you haven't seen the new scoreboard. That's unbelievable. Oh man, I like want to leave 5 minutes after the show today and just sit there in Engelstad Arena and soak it all in. I can hardly wait. I'm just excited, all excited. Yeah. So what we'll do is, if you would like tickets for tonight's hockey game, and have a comment for us via text, just put in there, you know, go UND or something to that effect. Let me know you're in the mix for tickets and would like tickets tonight. We'll leave them a roll call for you at the beautiful, world-class, one-of-a-kind Ralph Engelstad Arena. Okay? All right. Here's the quick take, and then we're going to go to the calls on where I believe we are at with the impeachment fiasco. Very obvious with some comments made last night by Lamar Alexander and others, the votes to add additional witnesses are going to fall short of that quest by the Democrats. And I say additional witnesses because I don't know how many times I can say this. There's been witnesses. I think 16 or 17. Yeah, 17 witnesses.
Yep.
Most of them called by the Democrats.
All of them.
They're in the House record. Well, there was a couple. Like, remember, Jonathan Turley was a Republican.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Called witness on that constitutional panel. But the majority of them were certainly Democrats. The one they've not sent over is this Atkinson guy, the Inspector General of the intelligence community. So he says that the whistleblower has some credibility problems, and so they say that's top secret. So that's kind of a game. And of course, the Chief Justice didn't like Rand Paul asking questions about the whistleblower yesterday, so that got a little thing. So anyway, they don't have the vote on more witnesses. They don't have the votes to acquit. It's over. Okay, it's over. This thing is over. There really should be a vote sometime today and say we're done. We know what's going to happen. However, there are all kinds of reports that Chuck Schumer plans to elongate. Where'd that word come from? Elongate this process and drag it out with a bunch of votes and help Joe Biden for another week. So it may not end, but the travesty continues. I want your take on it all next.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about her flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you're accidentally bringing.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. Oh my gosh, right? I don't. They're going to need about 10 of Kevin Pipers and Bob and Andy Murnick and the whole gang. I tell you. They're going to have to, they're so darn busy. Pipers, February, land auctions. Listen to this. 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 in Lemoore, 1,500 acres in Hettinger County, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, 156 in Polk County, Minnesota. Check them all out at pipers.com. Land auctions. Lots of them. More than I've had the time to read to you today. Plus farm equipment retirement auctions, too, at Pipers. They put out one of the best catalogs there is. I call it like, the Christmas catalogs when you were little, because you just say, would I love to own that? Is that great? 877-700-4099. Auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, and more. 877-700-4099. First-time caller of the day, Ryan in Fargo. Let's go to you, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Ryan, you there?
My take on it.
Now we can hear you. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm just calling it about the hearing, and, you know, my take is that when this thing is over, shouldn't Schiff and Nadler and these guys all be investigated, and they should be impeached. And, I'd like to see Trump appoint a special counsel, to look into Burisma, to look into all this stuff. And, I'll hang up and listen, but that's just my take.
You know, Ryan, you're not alone, and I would ask others what you think. Would you pursue that? Would you make that an issue in the campaign?
I don't know. I just appoint a special counsel, Democrats would do, and, let them find out the facts of all this and get behind all, do an investigation and find out.
It's a good call. Are you going to call again, Ryan?
Brian, with a B.
Oh, a B. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. We have hard of hearing, call screeners here. So Brian, are you going to call again?
I will, Scott. I listen to you all the time. You like to listen, but that's just my take. These guys need to be impeached. They need to be investigated.
I'm going to add that to my list and ask Senator Kramer about what should happen after this, because that's a good question. I haven't thought about it, really, but all of this, sorry?
They need to be voted out of office, these guys, wherever they come from, it's just unbelievable. When this cover-up is going on,
Appreciate it. A texter here agrees with me. He says, acquit President Trump, and then it's payback for all the lies, deceit, and crimes committed by the opposition. So you're not alone. We will ask Senator Kramer what he thinks ought to happen in that regard, because I don't disagree. Thank you, Ryan. Brian. Whatever I see in the little box, that's what I say, but it's Brian. I appreciate the call. Let's see. Marty is traveling somewhere and listening to What's on Your Mind. And is Marty a first-time caller, too? Marty's a first-time caller,
yes,
too. Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I just wanted to say I'm a ex-Democrat. I grew up in San Diego, California. And since I've turned to independent, the Democrats let me down in California just over and over again. I love what Trump is doing. They call witnesses. They don't call witnesses. Either way, I'm cool with that. But I had a question for Senator Kramer when he comes on. If you guys know anything about the Democrats getting rid of the Electoral College or trying to.
We've talked about that.
Well, there is an effort underway. Yeah. First of all, you can't get rid of the Electoral College because it's in the Constitution, but what they would do is they would change the meaning of the Electoral College, and they would put a provision in there that says if California votes one way, but the how does it go again? You basically pledge your electoral votes to decide the winner.
Right, yeah.
So you sort of, you know.
Whoever wins the popular
vote. Right, right. Whoever wins the popular vote gets the electoral votes. So I'm not completely scared of it like some people are for the following reason. I think it just changes the game, right? I mean, you play right now the game the way the rules are written, and that is that you get enough states, and Trump did it beautifully and shocked everybody because, boom, he picked up a Michigan. Boom, he picked up Pennsylvania, you know, and enough, and he wins. Well, if the rules changed that said, popular vote, you would then say, well, now Republican votes in California matter. Republican votes in New York matter. So you see every precinct
right.
as a potential, and you gather enough of those. And in my mind, okay, we have as many red states whose votes don't quote unquote matter because, you know, they are what they are. Well, it's the same thing the other way. So it doesn't scare me as much as it does some other people, but there's definitely some bad actors that are trying to use it for different reasons. And the only way they could get it done is to have the legislature of each state, you know, what is it, 38? I think 38 states have to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes for a vote. And so, you know, there's a lot of work left, but they're working on it. I think they have 16 or 17 states now. So, there is that effort underway, but, I appreciate your call, and hope you call again. Marty, thanks a bunch. Sounds like Marty's hauling something, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was busy doing something.
Busy guy hauling some stuff. First time callers today get, a little prize on us. MyPillow will also take your text questions at 701-367-2054, and we're giving away some UND hockey tickets for tonight against Colorado College. So if you want a pair of those, just let us know at 701-367-2054 or Todd's 701-228.
Or what?
Todd's is
701-268-5503.
Probably can remember that now better than I can for some
reason. Sorry, I got to look up yours too, I don't feel bad. Or my wife's or my daughter's. I have no idea what anybody's numbers are anymore.
Bob is somewhere in North Dakota, they tell me. Bob, is this like a super secret location in North Dakota? You're like in a bunker or something?
Well, I'm just driving around.
Oh, yeah, so you're moving all the time.
On the road.
Yes.
On the road. Yes, beautiful. What's on your mind?
I'm just absolutely amazed on this whole Republican-Democrat thing. I've never in my life been called so many names for voting for Trump, for having an opinion, because I don't agree with them. All of a sudden, you're a terrible person. I've never, ever seen that before.
Is that commentary happening how? I mean, is it the coffee shop where you're called names? Is it online, or where do you hear it?
Everywhere. It don't matter. If you wear a MAGA hat, you are like the devil. I mean, it blows me away. And on Facebook and Instagram, everywhere, it's just insane.
There is definitely an element out there that is very vile. And I don't totally understand it myself. I have a thought on this, a theory. Hang on, Bob. We're going to flesh this out when we come back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears the Senate is poised to reject the idea of impeachment witnesses, as senators will take that vote later today in the president's impeachment trial. Senators wrapping up two full days of questioning impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. This all means that the impeachment trial could possibly wrap up at the end of the day or perhaps tomorrow. President Trump was touting recent trade deals as he held a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night.
Probably the biggest reason that I ran was the unfair trade that I've seen. And one after one, China, Mexico, Canada, Japan, South Korea. We've made all these deals, and we have plenty left over, plenty left over.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. You got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
Don't you love when Todd dances like that in the studio?
Come on, Todd.
Yeah, he's Todd Timberlake today, yeah.
Go, Todd.
I think he's
go, Todd.
I think he's 39, too, just like Justin Timberlake there. So that's how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
Timberlake's birthday today, huh?
Brought to you by MyPillow today on What's On Your Mind. Michael Lindell, the founder, guest of ours regularly on the program, just all around a great guy. Talk about somebody that takes his brand and his company and is unafraid to put it right behind Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. Mike's written a book called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. It's a great book. It's amazing. He even reinvents books. You get the book and there's like, what do they call it, a hologram on the front of it where you see one picture of him today and then another one of him as a crack addict. And the change. On the back, him as a little boy and then him as a speaker to, you know, thousands of people. It's pretty amazing. You buy the book, shipping on all the products are free. All the products are free. And this week, I've been matching, actually, PetroServe USA is matching my donation to United Patriotic Bodies, the folks that take care of our veterans and make sure they get proper military funerals. Really doing a great job staffing the new National Cemetery near Harwood. And also, of course, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, they do all the different events. But the real work is making sure our vets get a due and proper burial. It's just amazing. So you place an order of any kind this week. Today's the last day. And my donation matched by theirs. So another reason to do it if you've been putting it off. 800-506-9028. Telephone number 800-506-9028. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, promo code Scott. Okay, so we're back to not Jamie yet. I got to finish with Bob. Yep, Bob in somewhere in North Dakota. So you mentioned, if you missed this, folks, Bob had told us that he just didn't know what was happening between Republicans and Democrats in this world because as someone that supports the president, he gets called all kinds of crazy names. And I didn't call any Obama supporters crazy names. I didn't run around screaming and hollering at them. I this is a new phenomenon. There's no doubt about it. Here's what I don't understand, and this is what I want to test out on you today. I was going to talk to Kevin Cramer about this today as well when he comes. You know, we had a comment online, I think, at one of the Facebook pages from a listener in Minnesota that said people are so caught up in R versus D, but the Republican versus Democrat. But the reality is, it really isn't R versus D. Rather, it is a corrupt self-serving, neopatistic? What is that word? I don't know. He's using a big word here. Nepotistic?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there we go. Self-serving establishment who has a different set of rules versus the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I don't understand. We need a war on Washington as we know it today. Because our mission ought to be to inspire Democrats to join the effort to forcefully and quickly identify and destroy the forces that fight people like Kevin Cramer or, you know, for that matter, if I'm a Democrat, what's her name running for president?
Amy?
Thank you. Amy Klobuchar. Yeah. Because who could be against that? And by the way, if you did reform it that way, so you said, look, the enemy is the swamp, for lack of a better term, right? The bureaucracy. Because those people think they know better than anybody who's elected. And that, now, mostly hurts Republicans, because most of the people in the bureaucracy are lefties. So you'd need a reform of that, but the idea would be, look, the Republicans or the Democrats, whoever are elected, ought to run the show. Not the bureaucracy. I would think we could all agree on that, and really that's what Donald Trump's all about. You know? I mean, he's all about to, you know, go that way. So I agree with you. But do you hear what I'm saying, Bob? I mean, does that make sense to say, I mean, you want to pull somebody in who thinks you're crazy for supporting Trump, saying, here's why I like what he's doing. Do you see how he's giving us, as Americans,
right, and
our country
back?
That's
what I'm trying to do. And I find even with my friends, because I have some really liberal friends, that you just cannot talk to them. Their blood starts boiling as soon as you mention the name Donald Trump. And it makes no sense. They refuse to see what he's done for this country. Yeah, he's brass. He says a lot of things that I'm not proud of and a lot of things I wouldn't do. But he's getting stuff done. He's trying to clean the swamp. He's trying to turn our economy around. He's trying to build the wall. He's trying so many things to make this country a better place to live. And it just blows me away that people refuse to see that. They will not.
And, you know, I have found myself that, because I don't get angry at anybody, right? I mean, I really don't. I don't, have I lost my head before? Sure. But I see, for the most part, if somebody says to me,
it's a wasted emotion.
Trump's horrible. He's terrible. He's everything. I'd say, okay, help me understand why you think that. What is it you don't like about him? What are his tweets?
He's clearly racist.
Do you understand how he's trying to go around the media and how they're against him? So that's why he used tweets and you might not like, but, you know, and honestly, just exactly like you said, Bob, they get, their head pops off and starts spinning around and pea soup comes out. I don't know why, there is that venom. Because you can't even, I had one fellow that showed up at the K-Fire Christmas open house. And, I just introduced myself and said hello and thanks for coming. And, you know, I don't remember how Trump came up, but he said, well, you know, Trump's a fraud or Trump's a, you know, something else. And why do you think that? And I was, in a very rational conversation, sort of answering what he was saying and saying, well, I kind of see it this way and, you know, wanting to have a dialogue. And he finally said, I didn't come here to argue with you.
Oh, hello.
I was saying hi.
Why did you come here?
I was saying hi. I mean, you know, oh, my gosh. So I backed away slowly and everything was fine. You know, it's too bad. But I think you're right, Bob. I don't know if anybody's got any other ideas, but I hope there are. I hope there are other ideas out there, but I appreciate your call and enjoy that pillow. Call us back and tell us how you liked it, okay?
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you, sir.
You know one thing I do, to Bob's point, but what do you do with the hatred? And I say, okay, well, what's my other choices? Give me my other choices. I'll say, well, we don't know who that is yet. Well, you go ahead and pick one, and then tell me why I should vote for that person. Elizabeth Warren. We've got to get Medicare for all.
Free college for everybody.
How are you going to pay for it? Trump's a racist!
Well, the fallback is definitely Trump's a racist.
They never have the math. They never can do the math.
Before I go to Jamie, another first-time caller, would you play the clip of last night's little train wreck between Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. What you're going to hear is the question asked, and then they know the answer is happening. And if you listen closely, you're going to hear Schiff say, Jerry, because he just went up and started talking. So yeah. Here's what we were talking about last night.
This is Justice Roberts reading the question from Klobuchar, was what he was reading. All right.
Question from Senator Klobuchar is to the House managers. Could you please respond to the answer just given by the President's counsel and provide any other comments the Senate would benefit from hearing before we adjourn for the evening?
There goes Jerry.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the Senate, we've just heard from the House, from the President's counsel, is the usual nonsense. There are only three as we draw to a close tonight.
Jerry.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Jerry. Hey, what are
Jerry,
you doing?
Stop.
This is my show. I decide who talks. So, you know our president couldn't let that go, right? Do you think he could kind of go without saying anything about that? Stay tuned. I'll share his tweet this morning about it.
So good.
Let's go, Jeremy.
Nadler looked like he was walking towards a big screen for sale on Black Friday, and he wasn't going to get stopped.
Oh, my gosh. Jamie's where?
Jamie is somewhere in North Dakota.
What is going on?
On the road, I think.
Nobody wants to tell us where they are. When you call, you can say where you are from, or you can just say, hey, I'm in, you know, at Johnson's Corner or something. You just tell us where you're at. So it doesn't matter either way.
I'm out feeding cows is what I'm doing.
Are you really? That's the Lord's work you know that.
I would like to talk to cattle business a little bit because we've heard a lot on your show and a lot of people have been calling in, and Daryl was there hosting your show yesterday. And to touch on a little bit what Daryl said is the run-up of the cattle market to 2015. Yes, we had a drought and our mama cow herd did get sold down. But the problem is all analysts and everybody told all us cattle producers that we had 3 to 4 years of these good prices. So a bunch of us went out there, bought $24,000 to $3,000 mama cows, and at 16 we felt the fall. So that's this. What's going on today is like a run-up from 2016. That's why everybody has all this heartburn over the situation.
So what's the solution?
I honestly don't know the solution. I don't know if mandatory cool is the solution. I can't say that it is. But if you don't do something mandatory, then the Packers won't do it. But I'm not saying that that is the solution. I won't admit that mandatory cool is the solution. And Daryl said yesterday that everybody who's wound up is a member of RCAP. That's not true. I am a member of RCAP, but I'm more on the side of the U.S. Cattlemen Association. And to go a little more on what has been said, you know, about yesterday, our beef being inferior, we have a good product in the northern part of the United States and southern Canada. There's no doubt we have the best product. But I don't know that we have to import a lot of lower product to make this hamburger that Daryl talked about. We have a lot of kill cows that go every year to make the cuts, grinds, and trimmings to make that hamburger. The cattle down south aren't as inferior as the northern cattle. Not saying nothing's bad with the southern cattle, but the quality of cattle is a little less in the southern part of the United States. And then the other topic I had was there was a gentleman from Medina, I believe, who was talking about how we need to combat other products like plant-based meats. And he was, when Kenny Grainer was on, he was telling Kenny how we should put our energy towards something else. I don't understand how everybody who isn't on the side of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association and NCBA is always wrong. I've never understood that, and I'm trying to figure that out. But what I will say to the gentleman from Medina is he is the one of the promoters for our extra dollar, the beef checkoff, to go to North Dakota to the Beef Commission. Where is our dollar being spent? We already give you the dollar. Never mind my topic.
No,
right, wrong, or indifferent, I don't know. But that's the way I see it out here feeding cows.
I tell you what, everybody has something to bring to this debate. And I'm pledging to say we'll do whatever we can to get as many people into some form of consensus so we can go for something big.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com. Thank you.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
BuickGMC.com. I've signed up for the updates in the 2021 Escalade, which the unveil comes out in just a few days, and has a 38-inch screen on the dash. Can't wait to see it. Not going to be in the showroom just yet, but you know what? There's a whole ton of 2020s that are rolling in. Even 2021s are around the corner. And there are 10 2019s still there. Plus, your warranties for a lifetime. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Don't let me forget.
Hey, Scott, don't forget.
To share that Trump tweet about the Nadler tackle of Schiff. I promised I would, but I don't want to let the callers wait. We're going to go to Campbell, Minnesota. Makes me think of Grandma Campbell's potato chips.
Oh, there you go.
Remember those?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah. Bye, Kelly.
Darn it, love I it. Don't. Love. Where did he get them, or are they gone?
They're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. Ah!
Tom Campbell's told me the story before, I forget, but I think they basically said, look, if you keep that name, we're going to crush you. It was the Campbell Soup people. that had a fit because of it. But they were all, I mean, I love the Buckets. They were fantastic.
Can they respell it?
Yeah.
C-A-M-B-E-L-L or something, and make sure they use a different font and all that.
Anyway, Melissa, I'm glad you called from Campbell, Minnesota, because I could relive that little memory there. Those great chips. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to talk to you. It's I appreciate your show so much, especially your not only conservative but pro-life views. It means so much to know there's a voice out there expressing that regularly. And I actually tried calling last week to visit with Kevin about that because it was, you know, right after the pro-life march. And wasn't able to get through. But and I so expressed my appreciation to him too, because living here in Minnesota, I just cringe whenever I think of my senators and their view on abortion, and it's very sad. So with that segue to Amy Klobuchar, you know, her comments, her difficulties last night, I guess. And I wanted also to ask Kevin last week, and maybe it won't matter now the way things have evolved in the whole impeachment thing, but Amy, you know, is out there saying you can't have a trial without witnesses, but I'm wondering about having a trial with an impartial jury and why she and the other senators running for president aren't recusing themselves from the vote.
You know, you're not the first person to bring that up, but I'm going to ask about that because, you know, I know others have said that, you know, the same thing, and I think the truth of the matter is it's not a typical trial. You know, it's not, yeah. There have been witnesses, of course, and they come from the House, so they like to say that, well, you can't have a trial without witnesses. Well, you had witnesses. They're in the record. Yeah. You just want more witnesses because you want this to go longer to try and hurt the president. I honestly don't think they ever had any whim of a hope they were going to get a conviction here, ever. I think the idea to proceed was, look, Mueller did nothing, so let's get him. And mind you, this started the day after Mueller was testifying. The day after Mueller testified is when the president talked to Zelensky, and that's when they took that harmless transcript and turned it into, oh my gosh, this is the end of the, you know, mankind as we know it. We need to impeach him. I think they knew they weren't going to get it. I think this is all about trying to bring him down, you know, enough to be, you know, more easily beatable by one of their candidates in the November election. But, you know, the good old American people are sort of defying that because his ratings are going the other way. My favorite numbers, his strong approval is at the highest ever, and it's, 15 points higher than Obama's was at the same time. So whatever they're up to, Melissa, it's not working.
Right. And I guess one other thing on the pro-life, I was watching Chris Berg last night, and he, you know, in Iowa with the caucus scene, he was saying one of the, you know, they're listening to what people are asking about. Nobody's asking about impeachment. I know you played that clip last week from Buttigieg. Nobody asked about it, which, yeah, is fine. But Chris said, look, the number one thing they're asking about or talking about is abortion. It's one of the, and so knowing that Tina Smith is on the Minnesota ballot this year, and with that in mind, I hope our pro-life people get out and support whoever is opposing Tina Smith, because it's just sad that she supposedly represents this state. So,
I don't have any doubt in my mind. At some point, I don't know whether you and I will still be alive, Melissa, but at some point, like we look at the Holocaust and wonder how in the world did people let that happen, or slavery, we will do the same about ending unborn life as a tool of, you know, whatever a woman wants. It's her choice. I mean, it's ending a life. There's no way with the science we have now. We know that. I just think it's a matter of when, and we just got to keep fighting for it. So keep your passion up, and I appreciate you calling for the first time today. Hope you'll call again. Okay, Melissa?
You bet. Thank you again.
Take care. All right. Let's see. Let's squeeze in Doug and Mandan. Doug and Mandan, you're up and what's on your mind?
Yeah. I'm calling about the suppressed beef prices. And I can't believe that anybody doesn't have a solution for this. It's very simple. I've heard Kramer himself confirm that the United States is the largest importer of beef in the world. Now, need I say any more?
Yeah, you're saying, in other words, in the name of fair trade, if the imported beef is depressing our prices, maybe we need to be adding some tariffs on imported beef or whatever to get that.
Well, No, I'm not saying tariffs. I'm saying cut it out. I mean, the United States can't raise enough beef for our population. If we have a surplus, surplus comes from the imports.
Yeah, interesting. I'm not sure we could cut it out under trade agreements. I think you'd have to get it. I don't know. That's a good question. I'll ask Senator Kramer for you about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because, as you say, he's brought that up before, and that certainly is a factor. There's a solution there, folks. There is a solution out there. Meanwhile, eat beef. Eat a lot of it. It built this great state. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.